In college, I went to a cadaver lab where I was able to hold a human brain in my hands. As I was holding the brain, I thought to myself, this is not just any organ of the body. This is who this person was, their thoughts, their emotions, their memories, their personality. When managing an injury to the brain, such as a concussion, we need to remember that we're not just dealing with any organ of the body. We are dealing with what makes a person who they are. It should be a no-brainer that clinicians should treat the patient as a whole and not just the injury itself. However, this isn't always the case. Concussions are a growing public health concern. As many as 3.8 million concussions occur in the U.S. per year, and as many as 50% may go unreported. This is a major concern as emerging possible long-term health risks may negatively impact an individual's quality of life. With concussions, there can be a diverse multitude of signs and symptoms. But the most frequent and underreported long-term sequelae of concussions are mood disturbances, such as anxiety and depression, and sleep disturbances, such as troubles initiating or retaining sleep. Despite the high prevalence of these symptoms, only few clinicians include mood and sleep disturbances in their concussion assessment and management plan. When these impairing mood and sleep disturbances are ignored or improperly managed, it can lead to worsened conditions, such as clinical depression, clinical anxiety, and even suicidal ideation and intent that can persist and linger for years after a head injury. As a consequence, for prolonged depression and anxiety, risk for suicide is elevated approximately 10 years after a concussion, even if the individual did not present with any mood disorders prior to injury. But by further examining anxiety, depression, and sleep disturbances following concussion, clinicians may be able to improve management in those factors that may prolong recovery. Although many studies have found that a history of concussions can cause long-term anxiety and depression, most conclude with, but more research is needed. Well, now is the time to determine this relationship. With the use of my survey that includes highly reliable mental health and sleep quality questionnaires and an advanced statistical analysis called structural equation modeling, my study will examine the significance of relationships in sleep quality and prevalence of mood disturbances in healthy young adults with and without a history of concussions. I hypothesize that history of concussions may directly impact anxiety and depression, but sleep quality mediates this relationship. Mood and sleep disturbances are major elements missing in the assessment of concussion and recovery, and clinicians should assess one's changes to mood and sleep in order to minimize these prolonged disturbances that can negatively affect the quality of life. The results of my study will help clinicians not only understand the relationship of emotional symptoms with concussions, but to better evaluate and manage concussed individuals by treating the patient as a whole and not just the injury itself. Thank you.